I'm just delighted to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Jean-Philippe Malaty. He is Executive Director of Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, you had a performance at the Lensic last week, and this coming weekend, actually tonight, you are presenting Juan Cid Flamenco. Now, this is big news because Juan Cid has been his own flamenco company for years and is now part of Aspen Santa Fe Ballet.
Yes, it's something we are very excited about. All your listeners are probably familiar with Juan Cid Flamenco Company. They've been in existence for about 6 years, performing mainly in the summer season in Santa Fe. And Aspen Santa Fe Ballet has been a big fan of his work. We admire his tenacity, his unique artistic vision for flamenco and moving the art form forward. And really his grit to struggle and build a company and a following for flamenco right here in Santa Fe. Over the years, we've helped Juan as much as we could with advice or space for rehearsals and, of course, attending his performances, advice on touring. And then it came to the point where we needed to step in and really help in order to make a difference. Seeing Juan, you know, in his 6 years of existence, reminding us of our own company when we were just 6 years old and the struggle, and we felt now that Aspen Santa Fe Ballet has matured into a more stable organization. We were able to survive the recession. We have accumulated, you know, wealth of knowledge and experience and reputation and connections, and we felt that we were in a position to share that knowledge and wealth a little bit. And we offer Juan basically our help and to take him under our wing and under the umbrella of the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, and we will take care of the management of the company for him.
Which, of course, if you are an artist, is really hard and distracting sometimes if you're a dancer trying to rehearse a company and come up with ideas to do the management, the fundraising, and all of that.
You're right, and that's what Juan was doing, you know, for the past 6 years. So obviously, you know, it's a big relief for him to be able now to focus on the artistic product, choreograph for his company, recruit the dancers, and leave, you know, the payroll, the fundraising, the marketing, the development, the management, the work visas, you know, to the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. And we have a great staff, you know, in the office, have a very strong administrative staff, and everybody's very excited to take on another task and is really inspired of this new business model that has really never been done before.
It is interesting because flamenco is its own art form, and I mean, like ballet, it's a traditional art form, but that is continually being developed into something new and contemporary. But it's really different from what you guys do at Aspen Santa Fe Ballet.
It is, yes. It's a totally different tradition. But as you just mentioned, we found the common thread more than the differences. We found that very much like Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, Juan has a unique voice for flamenco. A very unique aesthetic. It's very sophisticated, very slick, forward-looking, you know, with a little bit of a contemporary edge in a way. And very much like the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet is interested in the future of the art form. It's very much rooted in the traditional flamenco. Juan is from Europe. Really respect, you know, the pure tradition of flamenco, but has an aesthetic that wants to move the art form forward, very much like Aspen Santa Fe Ballet does. So that's what we felt we had in common artistically.
I mean, he's as much from Germany as from Spain.
Correct, yes. Both parents, one is German, one is Spain.
Yeah. Now, this move creates some artistic possibilities for the Juan Cid Flamenco Company, partly because they're performing on the stage of the Lensic, which is an incredible place to perform and allows for really more space.
That's the big change. You know, the Lensic is our home. Aspen Santa Fe Ballet has been performing at the Lensic since his reopening. It is home for us. We felt that the quality of Juan's performances deserved a proper stage with lighting, with space to move, with a full audience, rather than, you know, the smaller venue. And so we moved this performance, you know, to the Lensic, I think that the Moorish architectural style of the Lensic would also lend itself, you know, to flamenco.
Yeah, that's true.
And so we're very excited. It's also right in the heart of downtown of Santa Fe, and the Lensic is, you know, Santa Fe Performing Arts Center, and so it made sense to us. Another reason for that change also is that we have big goals for One City Flamenco Santa Fe, and very much like Aspen Santa Fe Ballet has done over the past few years, we're really hoping that Juan's company will travel throughout the U.S. and maybe abroad and serve as an ambassador for the city of Santa Fe and our Hispanic, you know, culture and heritage. And so for us, it will be much easier to package the performance in a way that it could travel from theaters to theaters rather than in a cabaret-style setting.
Now, Aspen Santa Fe is, as its name suggests, based in both Aspen and Santa Fe. But Juan City is based here in Santa Fe and not in Aspen?
Correct. And we see our partnership now as a great equalizer in a way. Juan's company is based here in Santa Fe. A lot of the artists, musicians, dancers lived in, you know, in Santa Fe. And so that will make up for the balance of, you know, Aspen Santa Fe Ballet being more in Colorado than in New Mexico. But Juan is also going to inherit of a built-in audience overnight because we're bringing his company to Aspen to perform both in July and in August this summer. So we're going to introduce our Colorado audiences to the art of flamenco and hopefully also develop, you know, an interest, appreciation, and following there.
Have they been touring as yet?
Yes. A couple years ago, they had a kind of an extensive national tour. We have contacted all of those theaters who have enjoyed his performance, and many of them have expressed interest to bring back One City's company to their theaters. So we're expecting that probably in 2015, 2016, Juan will have probably a substantial, you know, touring schedule.
We're talking to Jean-Philippe Malaty of the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. Now, how is your company doing?
Great. We're celebrating our 18th season. As I shared with you a little bit earlier, we have survived the recession. The community has really rallied behind the company, both in terms of audience, students in our school, support for our company, and that's what kind of gave us the confidence of being able to embrace Juan's company and take on a little bit more on our plate. We're also in a great position now of having matured and be able to share what we know with another company as well. And so that, in a way, you know, feels good of serving a little bit as a mentor, I guess.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I think it's interesting to think about, for example, the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. You're bringing in new dancers. You're teaching and cultivating young dancers. In flamenco, where do the young dancers come from? Are there a lot of young people who are interested in flamenco? Do they kind of feel it?
That is difficult. Juan teaches in our school, so we have some youngsters that are interested in the art form. It is difficult because not many people are exposed to it. So it's difficult for a child to maybe see a performance of flamenco and say, you know, mom, dad, this is what I want to do when I grow up. But I think it's really a passion that is, you know, lives inside of you. And if you love that art form, you find a way to study, you know, here in Santa Fe. And we're very fortunate to have, you know, great tradition of flamenco here. Started with Maria Benitez, you know, many years ago. Actually, one of the performer, couple of performers from Juan's company have trained here in Santa Fe since they were, you know, young. So.
And when you look at the choreography of Juan City Flamenco, what does it look like? What does it feel like? What are the influences above and beyond traditional Spanish flamenco?
It's hard for me to speak for him, and he has a much greater knowledge. But what attracted us to his company, I think it's a sense of sophistication, a sense of adventure, a very unusual use of music. He assembled really some great musicians and singers, most of them coming from Spain, and he will experiment. For instance, the inclusion of piano on stage for flamenco is a little bit unusual. A cello will also be part of the the musical score. And so Juan, again, you know, tried to move the tradition of flamenco that has been, it's the essential definition of flamenco. It's an evolving art form. It represents many cultures. It has traveled, you know, through Europe, you know, over the centuries. And Juan wants to continue that tradition. Also, what's unusual, most of the flamenco companies, you know, based in the States, are led by female dancers and female choreographer. And so Juan, also being the lead dancer of the company, has kind of a different voice, you know, in the market.
One of the things I appreciate about flamenco is that it can be danced beautifully by men and women of a lot of different ages. You don't kind of burn out at 30 necessarily when you do flamenco.
Yeah, that's the difference from, you know, ballet dancers for sure. And sometimes they even get better as they age.
The Juan Cid Flamenco Company is performing tonight at the Lensic Center for Performing Arts. They're also performing on July 27th, August 3rd, and August 9th, all at the Lensic. You can find out more at AspenSantaFeBallet.com. You can get tickets by calling the Lensic at 505-988-1234 or going to TicketsSantaFe.com. Jean-Philippe, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.